Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, Liverpool have just beaten Aston Villa 2-1 away at Villa Park. Fantastic day all round. Let's kick it off with Paul's match reaction.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV, Aston Villa 1, Liverpool 2. And Liverpool, still clear, comfortably clear the top of the league. My head's gone massively. I've got Tom, and if you've watched the video versions, you'll see Tom's face. Tom's gone. And why wouldn't you be? We genuinely support the best football team in the world. And I've said a number of times in recent weeks, you know, I really felt like we were going to get goals. I really felt like a result would come, even when I didn't look at it at the time. We ran that close, didn't we? We really did run that close. I thought we were terrible in the first half. But there's something in this Liverpool side that, I don't know that you can teach them, whether it's innate or whether it's something that the manager's brought to them, whatever. But I think Pebble is it says something like intensity is our identity. And you can see it in that side. They never give up. They go to the last possible kick of the game. I think we all probably thought in our heart of hearts it was getting away from us a little bit toward the end, and then Andy Robertson crops up with the back stick, and then Sadio Mane, is it? I think scores, or is it? My head is swimming. I'm hungover as well, which doesn't help. Just incredible, like the scenes in the away end, bouncing up and down, singing songs and screaming, and we've been getting shit off the Aston Villa fans. And credit to Aston Villa, I thought Aston Villa were really good today. I thought their fans were magnificent, fantastic atmosphere in Villa Park. I love Villa Park, it's a cracking stadium. I hope they have a decent season, because I think they're a good side and they're a very good football club, but I'm made up with taking 3 points off them. Got all the rumours going around. Obviously City were losing at one point, apparently they turned it round. Doesn't matter, that's the most important thing. I genuinely don't care who gives a fuck about what Man City are doing at the moment, because if Liverpool keep winning football matches, it's going to be academic. It's not going to matter in any way, shape or form. So, you know, when you've got that carrot in your side to go to the end and keep going, and look, there was some not less than stellar performances from Liverpool today. I've seen better performances from the likes of Jordan Henderson. I thought Adam Lallana put a terrific shift in, given that he played in the midweek as well. But Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robertson, I think, typify what we were looking for there. Constant work rate, constantly looking to get balls into the box, looking to make dangerous things happen for the side. And look, you know, when you've got players of the calibre that Liverpool have got on the pitch, you can never afford to believe that a game is done and dusted. These mighty Reds of ours are absolutely something else, different gravy. And once again, snatching victory from the jaws of draws and defeat is, I keep saying that, it's title winning form, isn't it? You know, now look, there's going to come bigger games, there's going to be bigger tests on the horizon. Man City next, Liverpool need to be winning these games a little bit more comfortably and a little bit more clinically, I think. This is not start for Fabinho, looked a bit soft, but when you've taken 3 points and you now know that he's not going to be suspended for the Man City game, then it's a calculated risk that's ultimately paid off. But look, probably performance wise almost certainly want to forget for Liverpool, but in terms of when we look back on this season, I think we'll look back on this game. This will be one of a, you know, you always have those touchstones in a season where you say that was the moment when something big was achieved, or the steps to, or the path to success. We'll remember the outcome, we'll remember the last few minutes of Liverpool Villa more than we probably will be the sort of 88 minutes that preceded it, and more importantly the 3 points that we've taken on the way.
So that was Paul's match reaction. Now let's go into the player ratings, where Paul's got a few Liverpool fans to open up.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. It's player ratings time. I'm Paul Major outside Villa Park.
I've got some guys over from Canada
who are going to try and help me with this one. Alison Becker,
didn't have much to do.
He didn't have much to do, did he? Probably, you know,
solid eight.
Let's give him a solid eight. I'll be happy with a solid eight for Alison. Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Must get in.
Workhorse.
Yeah. Goes up and down the wing, putting in crosses.
7.5.
Seven and a half.
Other side, Andy Robertson gets the goal that breaks the deadlock. I give him a nine.
Yeah, nine for sure.
I like these guys.
He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, well, there you go. He should be in everyone's. He's in my actual fantasies. Andy Robertson, 9 out of 10. Virgil van Dijk and Dejan Lovren. I think Dejan Lovren struggled big time in this game.
Definitely.
I think Wesley hadn't all game long. I'm not sure he won a header. Yeah, I think
no,
probably. Was it a poor performance from Lovren?
I would say absolutely borderline.
I'd say six.
Weak link. Four.
No.
Okay, I'll give him. I think I'd go five for Dejan Lovren. To be honest, Dejan van Dijk.
It's all seven.
Six and a half. I'd say maybe less than ten for Dejan.
It's hard to give him less than ten. But.
Adam Lallana.
I think it up in the second half though.
Yeah, I think the fact how much effort he put in and how hard he ran, and you know, toward the end of that game, he's still getting stuck in. He's still trying to make things happen. The problem is, I think when Fabinho's not playing, and we know he's not playing, everyone at half time is going, "Well, Fabinho should be in," as though it's all Lallana's fault at Liverpool. And obviously, having not watched it back, I don't think he's at fault for the goal. That could be entirely wrong, but I thought Lallana's fine. Was in the 7 out of 10 performance from Lallana for me.
Agreed.
Henderson.
I thought he was an 8. I thought he was wicked.
Oh wow, okay.
I thought he was wicked.
As we like to say, not all bees make honey.
You gotta work hard,
you gotta put in the tackles, you gotta put in the hard work.
Yeah. Okay.
Get it wide, he recycles the ball well.
I'm going six. I thought it was a six personally for John Mendelsohn, but no, fair play to Munster. Got 8. Entirely of you disagree, that's what the comment section's for underneath, of course. Julie Wijnaldum, 6 out of 10. Didn't really see much from him at all. Sadio Mane, can we talk about the dive?
Yeah, big dive. Yeah.
What the fuck's he doing there? I get it.
We're better than that.
Sadio, but be better at diving is all I'll say. Just be better at diving. 8 out of 10 ultimately.
Yeah.
You know, he's there when we need him. Absolutely. Gets the last bit with 8 out of 10 for Sadio Mane. Firmino
played well. I thought he played very well.
Seven. I don't think he got the game by the scuff of the neck. I might be totally wrong on this. I might just be weird from my limited perspective on it. Like, but I go 7 out of 10.
He skied one in the first half.
Apparently he was on. He's on side for the one in the first half again. Wonderful decision making by the official. Salah.
Came out of seven.
Struggled, I think, at times. Yeah, really good struggle. 7 out of 10.
Six out of ten.
Six. 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 Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain off the bench.
Look
bright.
Eight out of ten.
Eight. Okay. 8 out of 10. That'll be Kate very, very late on, but I think seven. Divock Origi.
Always a 10
from Divock Origi, but this time we'll give him a
7. Now here's just a little snippet from the instant match reaction. Here's me and Paul giving our thoughts on the game.
You know, massive credit for the lads, and you know, and all the lads ultimately, because I don't think there were too many all over stellar performances on the pitch today. But again, you've got to win football matches in as many ways as possible. We'd all love the ideal. Liverpool to turn up, win 4-0 and get off. Liverpool, once again, we forged this last season, possibly in the Champions League final to Madrid as well. Mm-hmm. But it's that keep going, never say that attitude, and they say there's excuses there. At 1-0 down with that atmosphere, and I thought the Villa fans were brilliant. I thought the atmosphere was really, really good inside that ground. You could have gone, well, that's a tougher way to go to. They're a tough side there. That big lad up front, he gave us loads of problems. It was a tough physical game. And, you know, that was a real cauldron of an atmosphere to perform in. Maybe it just wasn't our day, but they don't seem to have that. They don't take the easy way out. They don't see it. Liverpool sides from my era, and more so for yours, love the fucking good excuse for being shit. And this Liverpool side doesn't book any of those.
No, and it feeds through. Look, we've had the heartbreaks, Paul. We've lived through them heartbreaks, and I think the team's sick of it.
Yeah.
I think the team's sick of going, what if? What if we did this? Why didn't we do this? Why don't we push at the very end? And you know what we're doing now? We're pushing at the very end. We had the heartbreak when Klopp first came in and lost it against Sevilla, and then we had the heartbreak, we lost against Real Madrid. But we've had these massive ups and downs, and I think
it's gone up and down, but it's also been steadily going up. And yeah. I think this is the bit, this is the, not the tippy top, but I think in terms of knowing, the players know exactly how to win games of football.
Can
now.
We just have a shot for this expression, tippy top?
Tippy top, I know.
Dropped it there, fabulous. No, exactly. This side is something else. I've never seen anything quite like it.
We won and another 2-1 and now we can go out and have a party.
Exactly. You were saying to me before, like, you'd love to be able to say, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I've seen a lot of ways. I've seen two penalty shootouts and that last minute. I can't even remember if I've been to another. Oh yeah, Old Trafford last minute equal, like, you know, late Adam Lallana equalises, all this stuff. They're just putting us through the ringer. But the point is, if we've got the points on the board, yeah. And you know, again, when people look back at this game, they won't remember that we were cack for 45 minutes. They won't remember that we struggled at times to really break them down. People will look at it and go, that was a game where Liverpool scored late goals, it went off massively in the away end, and they deserved the three points.
Thank you everyone for listening to the post-match podcast. If you want to hear the full instant-match reaction, you can do it on the website, or you can wait till Monday when the final word and all the rest of the content after this Aston Villa game will be out. Again, thank you for listening. See you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.